Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC 285 co-main event for the women's flyweight title, Valentina Shevchenko defending her belt again against Alexa Grasso this time. Now, an interesting fight. Initially, I'd counted out Alexa Grasso almost entirely, and I still do lean towards Shevchenko because I feel like she's very smart. She's very embedded as a champion, which is something that's, you know, often overlooked. It's very difficult to dislodge a champion that's solidified themselves in that position. They're used to the championship status and the five rounds and the money, etc. All of the things that come with being a champion makes it easier to be a champion, if that makes sense. So that's something that we have to take into account on the side of Shevchenko. But on the other side, Alexa Grasso, she's determined. She's on a win streak. I feel like she's in the right weight class now, so she's not struggling to make weight. There are a lot of good things that point towards this fight being a really, really interesting test for Shevchenko. Before we go any further, this show is brought to you by our friends over at Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. This will save you all of the preparation, all of the chopping and cleaning and everything that comes with meal prep. It will keep you on your diet so you can reach your fitness and your nutrition goals, whatever they are. And of course, it will save you some time and some hassle. Make sure you check these guys out. Factormeals.com/outlawed50. That'll get you 50% off your first box. And we've got you covered. They've got keto, vegetarian, vegan, whatever you need. You've got 34 chef-prepared meals each week, as well as 36 snacks and smoothies and a whole variety of other things. It will save you some time. It will keep you on your nutrition goals. And you'll get a great discount if you use our code /outlawed50, or use the code outlawed50 to get 50% off your first box. Okay, tail of the tape. We've got the defending champion with a record of 23 wins and 3 losses. Alexa Grasso, 15 wins and 3 losses. Both 5'5", both with a 66-inch reach. Now, there's very little in the height and reach statistics, but of course, you know, you look at Shevchenko, we know that she fought at bantamweight, she had success there. This is definitely the right weight class for her. On the other side, you've got Alexa Grasso, who was going down too far, and now she's moved up into the flyweight division. I feel like she's going to be more physical, certainly healthier. I feel like her conditioning is going to be better as well. And the truth is, although she's got 4 stoppages on her record from strikes, she's not stopped anybody with strikes in the UFC. I was just looking at this earlier. Now, she started to pick up submissions. She got the rear naked choke over Joanne Wood. But the last time she stopped someone with strikes was back in 2014 in Invicta. And you've got to wonder whether there's going to be a benefit in her moving up weight to just try and, you know, be a bit more of a physical athlete in there. The impression that I got when she was going down to straw weight is that it was an immense effort for her. And, you know, if you're fighting someone who's a strong wrestler like Esparza or Tatiana Suarez, you need all of the energy you can get. This might be the right weight class for her. And, you know, with Shevchenko being quite a patient, quite consistently paced fighter, it's not like she's going to be under pressure really early. So Alexa Grasso is going to be able to kind of work her way into this fight a little bit. I expect Shevchenko to be respectful of her hands, and I think she's going to give her some space, probably keep her on the ends of her kicks to start with. That side kick to the midsection, low kicks, of course the high kick that we saw against Jessica Eye will be a real use to her as well. For Alexa Grasso, she's got to get into boxing range, right? And that's why Shevchenko will be respectful of her hands, because in previous fights with Grasso, we've really seen her dominate with boxing. You know, you think about how tight she stands with her guard. She works her way into range with nice, tight, short punches. And if she gets into that range with Shevchenko, where she's worked through the kicking range and she starts landing those punches, then absolutely she can start winning that fight. But then, of course, Shevchenko can shift gears and go into a clinch where she can take the fight to the floor. And this is the other area where I think Alexa Grasso might start to struggle a bit because, you know, Shevchenko's takedowns, though, she's a lot of body lock takedowns, lots of hip throws and trips. Easy things to use to destabilize opponent and also land you in strong positions on the floor. And then once Shevchenko finds herself in top position, she works to a dominant crucifix or, you know, a half guard position, whatever she can do to stabilize in top position to strike. And that's where she's going to work from. It might be a case of Alexa Grasso spending the first 10 minutes trying to keep this fight on the feet and staying out of the clinch. And then if she's able to, you know, work her way through those ranges to get into punching range but not into clinch range. Like, is Alexa Grasso going to be able to take Shevchenko down? Probably not. In a scramble, if she attempts to take her down, may she be able to take her back? Perhaps, but it's a big ask. I feel like the best way for her to beat Shevchenko is in the boxing range, but then it's managing the two ranges either side. She doesn't want to be caught on the outside where she's dealing with the kicks of Shevchenko, because we know full well that she's very good at circling people onto a knockout kick. But at the same time, if she gets close to her, then she's going to have to deal with that clinch. And, you know, Grasso, again, moving up into this weight class, might feel a little bit more physical now as a flyweight. And she's on a 4-fight win streak. She's just beat Araujo, who's a very physical specimen. And, you know, she looked good. Again, Macy Barber, another very, very tough, strong, heavy flyweight. Someone that was able to control her very little up against the fence, and she was able to circle off. Like, she might be able to maintain this in her range, but her range is boxing. And that's where I feel like it starts to lean towards Shevchenko with the advantages. So aside from the height and reach on the tail of the tape, which is relatively equal, slightly higher striking output for Alexa Grasso, better striking accuracy for Shevchenko. Again, she tends to overextend herself very, very little. She tends to throw single shots, or a single shot to a single shot to a couple of shots. It's like ones and twos building up. It's not until she feels like she's got an opponent on the back foot that she might start to even pick up the pace. And that's the same on the floor. If she finds a position on the floor where she's able to hold and control, she's not going to be reckless and let the person escape while she's trying to strike. She always makes good decisions in her fights, which is what makes her such a difficult person to beat. And you know, and that goes for this weight class or bantamweight as well. Like, you know, the times that she's lost to Nunes, she's always given a good account of herself. Split decision over 5 rounds in that last fight. It takes a very, very skilled individual to better Valentina Shevchenko. And in her last, what we got? 9 fight win streak. She's beaten really, really strong opposition. Santos, of course, in her last fight was a big win. Lauren Murphy was just completely outmatched. Jessica Andrade, of course, someone that is able to steamroll the majority of fighters, couldn't do anything with her. Jennifer Maia, good striker and good grappler, was just shut out for 5 rounds. Chikagian, you know what I mean? It's like we keep moving down this list. Joanna was a really, really good performance back at UFC 231. I haven't seen what I would expect of a challenger that's going to destabilize Valentina Shevchenko as a champion out of Alexa Grasso. That was kind of a long way around saying it. I don't know if Alexa Grasso has got what she would need to beat a champion like Valentina Shevchenko. Like, the thing is, when you've got someone like Shevchenko, who is very good at kind of managing themselves and managing space and pace and distance, you kind of need an X-factor kind of fighter to beat them, right? Like, you've got GSP, your X-factor fighter is someone like Matt Serra, who's got so much belief in his ground game that he's going to throw mad powerful shots over the top. Like, they're the kind of, like, you need the... You need that reckless commodity a little bit. And I don't know, as we see it with Grasso, she's tough. She puts her punches together well, but she doesn't move ahead a great deal. And she's not reckless, which is a good thing most of the time. But with someone like Shevchenko, you need a little bit of a foot on the gas. That's why, you know, when we were watching John Jones against Santos, the question was, is Santos going to be that chaos, you know, that chaotic element in the octagon that might catch John Jones with something? Because ultimately, that's where Santos would have won the fight in my eyes. It's the same thing here. That's why, like, if I look down these opponents, I didn't expect Lauren Murphy to beat her, or Jennifer Maia, or Caitlin Chikagian, because they're all good at everything, but there's not anything about them that stands out in particular. But then when I look at my Jessica Andrade, she's the one that stands out on Shevchenko's record. Because she's immensely powerful, she can, at any point, pick you up and slam you or land one of those big shots to the head or body that does damage. And that, for me, if somebody's going to beat Shevchenko, they have to have one of those kind of qualities. And again, maybe I'm underestimating Alexa Grasso here, but I don't see her having that physicality at this weight to be able to really put it on Shevchenko in the way that someone would need to beat her. And even Amanda Nunes couldn't put it on her in the way that you would expect her to as a bantamweight champion. She is a very, very difficult person to beat. And as you'll see on the Picks podcast that we've just recorded live, Veronica's very, very high on the possibility of Alexa Grasso. And I can see ways that she can win this fight. And, you know, with the year of upsets that we've had, last year, it wouldn't surprise me if Alexa Grasso is the one to upset her. But can she beat her a second time? I think she's going to struggle. It's a good opportunity for Grasso, but I just don't know as I don't know as anybody in this division right now has got the ingredients to be able to better Shevchenko. But hey, I am more than happy to be proven wrong, and I am often proven wrong. And if this is the opportunity, it opens the division right up, and I think that would be really, really good for this division. I just think it's going to be very difficult to get the belt off Valentina Shevchenko without doing something particularly spectacular. And hey, Alexa Grasso, she might surprise me, but I think this is a very tough test for her. And I think because she works so well in that range right in the middle, where you've got kicking on one side and clinch work on the other, it's kind of difficult to stay on that track all the way through the fight. Do you drift out of range and into kicking range and struggle to get back in? Or do you drift into clinch range and get hit and get taken to the floor and not be able to get back up? And if you do get taken down and you are able to get back up, how many times can that happen before you start to fatigue? This is a 25-minute fight. Shevchenko, of course, is very familiar with 25-minute fights. I think this will be Alexa Grasso's second ever five-round fight. And Arujo's good. But Shevchenko's a different kind of beast. Anyway, enjoy the fights. Thank you to our sponsor, Factor. Make sure you check them out. Use the code OUTLAWED50 and you will get 50% off the first box. They are fantastic meals. You will very much enjoy them. All right, enjoy the fights. I'll see you next time.